Hello, so I'm here with Mark West today, who is a photographer at the Oxford Mail and is putting on a photography exhibition. Is that right? Is that how you describe it?
It is, yeah. It began as an exhibition and it's now become a sale also. It's going to be a one-off, a pop-up, if you like, for one day only, to kind of tie in with the theme of the show. The show's called One A Day 2014. So I took one picture every day for every day of last year. And they're going to all be exhibited in sequential order through the months. And it's become a sale now because I am running the London Marathon to raise money for Helen Douglas House. And all the proceeds are going to go to them.
Okay, so the proceeds from the exhibition are also going to the marathon page and then to Helen Douglas
Everything
House?
Goes directly to Helen Douglas House, yeah. It's all through through my Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com/Team Westy.
And is the exhibition inspired by the sort of, what's it called, the happiness, one a day happiness?
Yeah, so it's kind of loosely inspired by kind of, one a day keeps the doctor away, I suppose. Also a little, they're going to be in postcard size format. I collect postcards. I'm a bit obsessed with them. I've got hundreds, probably thousands of them now. I love just the size, their, you know, portability, their cheapness, the everything about the format, everything about them. I think it's great that you can kind of have your own Mona Lisa on your bedroom wall, if you like.
Yeah, what is the price range for people who want to go?
We're going to have them start them at £3 minimum donation. And I'm obviously hoping people are going to dig deep and you know, pay as much as they think they're worth. I think they're an absolute bargain. They've been produced by a really great company locally. They've done a beautiful job of them. They're all glossy on one side and really, really nice matte finish on the other. So I think they're worth every penny and I hope people appreciate that as well.
Are a lot of the scenes on the postcards scenes of Oxford, or what kind of things have you taken pictures of?
Yeah, I mean, inevitably there's a lot of Oxford there. Oxford is my home and you know, it's my city. I love it. There's, you know, there's a lot there and a lot of sort of bits I'm proud of. I mean, some of them are quite sort of mundane scenes. You know, it's not every day that, you know, interesting things come by your way. So sometimes I had to sort of seek things out, but, you know, I have tried to kind of use a keen eye and find the kind of interesting sort of aspects of daily life that you might kind of just otherwise kind of bypass. And some are from travels, some are from music events and things I've been involved in through work. So there's a real variety there.
And I suppose what's interesting to one person or what's not, what's mundane to one person might be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's, you know, it is a kind of a, well, as the title suggests, you know, a snapshot of a year in my life, if you like.
And yeah. Is it quite difficult to make yourself take a photo each day? Was that?
It is. It surprisingly is, and I think, you know, I was sort of worried at first that a lot of people would think that it was just a bit of a, you know, silly project, which it is really. Let's face it. But it is surprisingly hard to make yourself do that every single day and try and find something that you think other people would be interested in. So that was kind of the challenge, really.
Yeah. And what other things are going to be happening on the night?
It's a one-off event. So it's first come, first served. So it's from 7 till 10. So if you've got a specific image in mind that you might have seen on the Tumblr photo blog, you're going to need to get there early, I think. You know, similarly, if you're looking to get the postcard from your birthday or your friend's birthday or your mum's birthday or something, get there early. I'm hoping there's going to be a bit of a rush to grab these. They're going to be displayed on kind of lines month by month, and they're going to be kind of sort of drooping down in the building in Fusion, just over the road from where we're sat now. So it's kind of, it's, people can kind of sort of wander in and out of the sort of the journey of you know, my sort of last year. And we've got some of our friends from Pin Drop who are going to be playing some tunes for us on the evening. And we've also got the bar open.
It's free to turn up.
Yeah, come along anytime between 7 and 10. You can stick around as long or as little as you like. If you're heading off somewhere else, that's cool, but you know, do drop by and grab yourself a bargain, I think.
Great.
It's first come, first served. Once they're gone, they're gone. Pay cash on a night. We're not going to be able to reserve any, I'm afraid. So yeah, get there early and you can take them away with you that night or post them to your loved ones.
So let's talk a bit about the cause then, Helen Douglas House. Is that something you've been particularly keen to be supportive of?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've worked in the media in Oxford now for sort of best part of 10 years and have been involved in a lot of the sort of events that they've done there and sort of quite close to that. I live just off the Cowley Road, so it's pretty much my sort of local charity. And I've had sort of friends of friends that have been sort of involved there as well. And yeah, very luckily got a place through them to do London Marathon this April.
Wow, that's soon.
And it's, yeah, another 8 weeks and it's all kicking off. So yeah, so I'm really proud, you know, and privileged to be running for them. They've got a great team there. And to want to do as, you know, much as we can to help. I think there's 12 of us in total running for Helen Douglas House. And we're all sort of clubbing together and pushing each other on to do as well as we can, not only in the race, but in our fundraising, which obviously is probably the most important thing.
So have you been training with some other people on the team?
I've been training with Seb, who's sat here next to me. He's been my kind of coach for the last 8 weeks and pushing me along, and a few other friends along the way who are sort of all training for various other events. Oxford City Athletic have been fantastic. They've been kind of really G-ing me along on Tuesday nights, and I've got some really good people on board, really. So that's been a massive help because it's not easy.
No. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. So the event is called One A Day 2014. It's happening this Saturday, 7 till 10. It's a one-off event, so make sure you get there early. It's happening at Fusion Arts, which is based at East Oxford Community Centre, just here on the Cowley Road. And come and grab yourself a bargain to raise some money for a fantastic local charity.
So how can people find, if they want to sponsor you for the race or after the exhibit or something like that, how can they find your fundraising page?
Yeah, if you can't make it down on the night, don't worry, you can still donate. There is a Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com/TeamWesty. And you can give as much or as little as you like, but please dig deep. It's a great cause and we want to raise tons of cash.
Well, thanks very much. And thanks for coming in and speaking to us, Mark.
Thank you very much.